talking with Bob Jackman from LaValle Middleton Building Supply, and spring cleanup is on the agenda for this week.
It is, and I guess you can blame me for this. But,
I do, okay.
I'm a firstborn, so I'm a list maker, and I always like to be ahead of the game rather than behind the game.
Sure.
And so I make the list. I didn't count on a couple of feet of snow and having to wait until that goes away.
That caught us all by surprise.
Yep. Even the weathermen, even though they predicted a real dumping, it was way worse.
Well, yeah. What happened for me was towards the end, the wind picked up and it drifted. See, I thought ahead, and I thought, you know, the middle of Saturday afternoon, there was like a foot on the ground. I said, let me go out there. It's light and fluffy. I should just be able to get this done in a couple hours. And then what falls afterwards, it won't be as dense and it won't be as bad. And Lord, there was twice as much the next
right.
day.
The other way around, yep.
Yeah. Oh, well, far be it from me to try to make things better. But, you know, at least I tried.
Yeah. You know, last week we talked about a roof inspection. And I'm glad we did it because that was very timely, because now it's going to be a little while before you can inspect the roof.
That's true.
But anyway, I threw together 10 things that I think everybody should be doing to get ready for spring.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, and my wife drives this, wash your windows.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And the screens.
That's important.
You will not believe how filthy the screens are. A few years ago, I lined them up against the garage doors and washed them like I wash my car. I wet them down and then I soaped them up and then I sprayed them off. And then it took me an hour to get the aluminum residue off the white garage door.
Well, that was your problem.
Yep. So I don't do that anymore. I spray right through it and let it go in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Change your furnace filters. If your heating system has filters, change them. If you have a water filter in your house, this is a good key to change it. Now, here's one that people, you know, will balk at, but open your windows and doors for at least an hour on a nice day.
Get the fresh air in.
Get the fresh air in. Mm-hmm. If you're in one of these older homes like there are in Springfield and Norwich and everything,
yeah,
it probably only take 10 minutes.
Right.
But it changes every bit of air in the house. It really makes a big difference. But do it on a dry day.
That's true. You don't want the rain coming in.
And then we say, make sure your basement is dry. Really dry. If you can smell something down there, it's not dry enough. Check the moisture content. Set up a dehumidifier if you have to. But a wet spring starts the season off terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So start it off dry. And then we go upstairs to the attic. Is it dry? Is the insulation in the correct places, or have the gray squirrels repositioned it for you? Can you see daylight at the eaves? Now, again, some of these older homes are not ventilated at the eaves, so you're the people with ice dams.
That's right.
And you've got to make sure that you have some vents there. If you are one of those people that don't, then your gable end vents are doing double duty, and you got to make sure they're clear. Okay, now here, this is my fault. You know, get your mower or tractor or weed whacker and other summer toys ready. Change the oil and filter. Well, I got my tractor out the other day, and then it snowed.
Well, I stopped short on Friday. I was going to empty the gas out of the snowblower, and I thought, maybe I should wait. I'll wait till next week. And I'm glad I did.
Well, I'm the guy to blame because I got the mower out,
mm-hmm.
made sure it was running, checked the oil and everything, charged the battery, parked it where it goes for the summer. I took my snow tires off. So that pretty much assured that it was going to snow, which it did.
Mm-hmm. It's your fault.
Yeah. And then we tell everybody to rake your lawn and the flower beds. And the sooner you remove the leaves and the other stuff that's blown in, let's say, or drifted in during the winter months and the fall, the quicker and easier it is to dry that soil out. So then we say start your lawn care regimen, in the present company excluded. My lawn care regimen is mowing.
Pretty much mine, too.
Yeah. Most people like to take a little better care of their lawns, and my wife would vote right with you, but I told her, go ahead if you want. I'm going to be on the tractor mowing. All right. Check the outside of your house carefully. Clean the gutters if you have them. Again, we go right back to if you're not comfortable on a ladder, do not get on a ladder. If you don't have somebody footing the ladder, do not get on a ladder.
That's important.
That is extremely important. The emergency rooms do not need any more visits than they have now.
That's right.
So you got to look around the outside of the house for anything that's out of place. You know, we talked about the roof. Look around the dryer vents. Most dryer vents have some sort of a screen on the outside to keep those gray squirrels where they belong.
Right, and wasps, too, and all that other stuff.
Well, mostly the wasps can fly through them.
Right.
But at least the running of the dryer will push them out. But if that screen falls off, which I'll bet it does a third of the time during the winter, when it gets a little clogged, you turn that dryer on and it blows the screen off. Boy, right now is the time to put it back on as soon as the snow's gone. Light bulbs. You got any lights that are out? Replace them. You know, if you can catch any of these things early, like the dryer vents, any penetration in the outside of the house that has become where you can see daylight, if you're inside in a basement looking out and you can see daylight, then you want to spray some foam in there. And again, minimal expanding foam for that sort of application. But the number one thing to do, in my mind, because it's spring, it's actually two things. Take the time to relax and to celebrate what you have. And, of course, buy ant cups because you cannot keep them out of the house.
Oh, no, that's a given.
Yeah. Now, I will make an announcement that we will follow up on with a show here in a week or so. It's our PBS, Preferred Building Systems Modular Home Division, has an open house on Saturday, April 13th, 10 a.m. to noon.
Okay.
And you do need to call ahead and make a reservation. Don't tell them I told you this, but if you show up without one, they'll probably let you in anyway.
Well, it's a good thing to check out.
It is. If you're thinking about building a house and you're thinking about modular as an option, and we'll be talking about a thing called the Solo Series, which is, think of it as a tiny house on steroids. If you're even contemplating that for the future, go take the open house tour. There'll be some guests there. There'll be a lot of good information. It's only a couple of hours, and it will give you a whole different appreciation for that market.
Yeah, that's a good thing to know. And like we've talked about many times, there's new ways of doing things that 2 years ago we didn't even think about. So it's a good idea to keep on up on those things and be aware.
That is absolutely true. If you're not learning something new every day, you're just not paying attention.
That's right. Well,
so we tell everybody, make sure you stay safe out there.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about some more stuff next week.
Yep. You have a great week.